First 2 days of the week, we spoke about two different topics, and such stark differences were they. We spoke first about the idea of the Kohen and the Kohen Gadol, and the idea of not allowing himself to be defiled, and the air around the beginning of the Parsha is death, and despair, and destruction, and mourning. And then from there, we jump very quickly into the Moadim. We might sit there and say, like, how does the Torah get from one to the other? The Moadim are such pure joy. Shabbos is a day that's elevated. It's a day that we don't allow for Avelus. If a person is sitting Shiva, at least outwardly, it stops for Shabbos. And so we go from there to mourning, from mourning to Shabbos. Which one is it? What's the connection between the two of them? I saw a beautiful idea by Rabbi Maynard Hyman, who quotes the Al HaTorah. He says that the reason that we have these are because they are such contrasting values, and sometimes that's exactly what we need. When we're at the pinnacle of our joy, sometimes we need to be kicked down a notch. And alternatively, when we're in terrible situations and despair is what we see, sometimes, you know what we need? We need a good reminder of the fact that joy is always creeping out there behind the next door. The Torah is teaching us a very valuable lesson, and that is the Ma'agal HaChayim, the circle of life. And that is that we go from highs to lows and lows to highs cyclically. And we should understand that just as the calendar continues to turn its way, and time will march on no matter what, it's the same thing with the highs and lows of life. If we find ourselves in a horrible place, we can only hold on to the hope that the Moadim, the special times, are not that far away. And if a person is at the height of success, they have to hope that it sustains itself, but they have to recognize that there is also no guarantees in life. We go back and forth to understand for ourselves the volatility of life, the preciousness of life, and the uncertainty of life. But what I think weaves into both of them is the concept that no matter what it is, good or bad, God is there with us, God is there for us, and God will help us get through it. Have a great day.